I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Murders in Lebanon have risen 68% in July of 2022 as compared to last July. Suicides rose by 42%. Pierre Hosni with Horizons International points to the severe economic problems facing the country.
It just feels like the Lebanese people are trapped. And some people have called it the largest open-air prison in the world currently because the Lebanese government has even stopped issuing passports, even for the people that have the resources to emigrate out of the country. They just can't. They have no opportunity. They have no income. They're relying on people that they might know outside of the country to try to support them.
Horizons International provides food, medicine, and biblical counseling for people in Lebanon because they want to manifest God's love to every part of Lebanese life. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And in the mountains of Ethiopia, there lived a group of about 6,000 people unreached by the story of Jesus. They practiced a local animist religion. But a group of Christian church planters felt called to visit these people. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press tells the story.
There'd never been a church there, and as far as was known, there would never been a believer there. So they recruited a team of three, to go live among these people and start sharing the gospel with them.
Last year, a Christian leader visited the people to see how things were going.
And he was stunned to find that there were nearly 200 new believers. They welcomed him with song and dance at a new church that was just being planted by their team. He said he felt like a foreigner. He said they showed him piles of burnt idols as a statement of proof that they discovered the one and only true God.
Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.